Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bella and Joe with your 8am Zedlines.
In local news, after initially being denied by local councils, Brisbane's Deputy Premier, Jared Blagie, has given private school in Brisbane's East the green light to cut down koala habitat for a school campus expansion. In 2021, Redland City Council denied initial applications submitted by Ormiston College to add an oval and a new batch of buildings around the campus. However, the school then proceeded to submit further applications to the state government in April last year. The report, which was submitted with the school's approved plans, said that a third of the koala habitat would need to go. Citizen scientists have recorded 23 koala sightings on the block within the last year and many more within 1 kilometre radius.
And the recruitment industry is changing as more applicants and employers use artificial intelligence, but recruiters warn of risks for both parties. The widespread use of AI is causing resumes to look the same, while job seekers say that technology helps them pass keyword filters and other early-stage application hurdles. Brisbane-based recruitment consultant Mika Smith advises her clients to be more intentional with job descriptions and application guidelines to avoid being bombarded with AI-generated resumes and CVs. Mr. George also warns that employers might be missing good applicants by overusing AI in hiring. If employers are using chatbots or using AI at a very early stage in the interview process, you're putting people off, he said.
In national news, caravan repairs are battling to stay afloat amid the fuel crisis impacting customers. Usually at this time of the year, Charlene Anthony, who has managed a recreational vehicle repair business in Port Lincoln in South Australia for 7 years, would be helping travellers get their recreational vehicles ready for trips to the north to escape the bitter South Australian winter. However, with the fuel crisis this year, customers have dropped off. People are too scared to make their trips to Darwin, to Perth, she said. They will think that they'll get stuck somewhere without fuel, or that fuel will be too expensive, and their budgets will blow out. Miss Anthony and her colleague Dylan Parks have started to close up 2 hours earlier, Monday to Thursday, meaning that a day's worth of pay is being lost every week. Calls are being made for the federal government to extend the fuel excise past the 1st of July deadline for businesses that rely on recreational vehicles travel.
And in exciting news, this year's National NAIDOC Week poster competition winner has been announced. A proud Yunkanjara man, Zachariah Fielding's artwork was selected from the artwork submissions that spanned the country. His artwork titled Paralpi is about movement, Zachariah said. Movement through generations, through memory, through song and story. Paralpi covers the stories of ancestors forward while celebrating the creativity and cultural power of the next generation. Celebrating 5 decades of Black excellence, cultural strength, creativity and leadership, NAIDOC celebrations kick off from the 5th to the 12th of July.
And in international news, in Nepal, after restructuring, a new Minister for Sexual Minorities has been appointed. The Honourable Sita Bhatti from the newly ruling National Independent Party has been put forward as representative of the LGBT plus folk, marking a first for an Asian nation. This comes after the mayor of Kathmandu and former rapper Balendra Shah won the minority vote in the election for prime minister. As well, Nepal's first transgender lawmaker, Bhumika Shretha, was appointed.
And for your weather today, it is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach a 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all the news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.